The Universal Price Code is a system for marking merchandise with special stripes so that it can be scanned by a computer at a store checkout. This price code may be called universal, but it hasn't been eternal. It was invented as recently as 1972 by the Ad Hoc Committee on the Universal Price Code, representing a variety of interests in grocery production and distribution. The idea was to avoid putting prices on individual items, to speed up checkouts, to streamline record keeping and inventory, and consequently, to save lots of money. In the olden days, before the UPC, stock clerks priced each item before shelving it, and checkout clerks entered that price by hand on a cash register, which then computed the total sale. This meant that clerks had to have brains, and that speed and accuracy depended on the checker's hand-eye coordination. With scanners, contemporary clerks can save their brains for something important, like computer games, and stocking and checkout proceed, at least in theory, much more quickly. The UPC system, integrating the barcode, computer, scanner, and cash register, premiered on June 6, 1974, at the Marsh Supermarket in Troy, Ohio. The first item scanned was a pack of Wrigley Spearmint Gum. On that day, only 27% of the items had the code preprinted on the package. Now the UPC is virtually universal. Many stores and supermarkets won't accept items that don't have zebra stripes. Although it seems complicated, the code is not difficult to crack if you know the language of bars and spaces. The thin bars on the left and right are simply a framing device. The next bars on the left report the product category. A wide space, a bar, a narrow space, and a thin bar is O for groceries. The first five digits identify the manufacturer. 37000 is Procter & Gamble, while 38000 is Kellogg's. The next five digits comprise the product code. And the last two digits are called a check digit, a security device to make sure that altered price codes won't compute. The code is a sign of the pervasiveness of computers in American life. When the computer is down, so is modern business. Dr. America once discovered, much to his dismay, that a supermarket without its computer scanners is a place where people are going nowhere fast. It's certainly not super, and it's just barely a market. Besides its obvious functions, the universal price code suggests that in this universe, at least, everything has its price. In a postmodern relativist age, when few people even believe in universals, it's reassuring to know that we can all agree on the universality of price. This omnipresence of price implies essentially that everything is convertible to money. The value of groceries and sundries and clothes and cars can be expressed in cash. Sadly, sometimes even the value of values can also be expressed in money. A profitable company capitalizes on the cash value of its good name, and companies regularly spend cash for advertising that reinforces our trust. That trust, in turn, is worth a dollar amount on the company's bottom line. In a market economy, everything is a commodity, and the universal price code helps us to ring up the sale. The universal price code, though, is not a universal cost code. While it tells us what we must pay at the cash register, it doesn't register the full cost of the item we buy. The price of a particular product might be $5.99, but the cost can be substantially different. Because manufacturers can ignore some of the costs of production, the costs that economists call externalities. It will cost somebody something to clean up the packaging for the product, but that's not in the price. Somebody pays for the roads that the shipment moves on, but that's not in the price of the product. Somebody will pay later for the pollution involved in production, distribution, and consumption, but it's not in the price we pay at the checkout. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, cautioning that even with the UPC, it's not always the case that the price is right.